Do you want to create a supportive, streamlined, efficient process for your leads and clients throughout their relationship with you? You're in the right place because that's what we're talking about today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love supporting entrepreneurs in creating more efficiency and time in their businesses so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. If you have not seen part one of my series on creating a kick-ass client journey, I encourage you to go look at that video now, because in that video, I talk all about the leads part of the process, and we're talking about the next part of the process today. So if you haven't seen that video, go watch it now and then come back. Okay, if you're still here, I'm assuming that you have watched that video already. So if you'll recall, the first part of the process was making sure that the experience is consistent for your leads no matter where they're coming from, and that they're all coming into the same experience, the same kind of funnel, and that the next step for them is all the same, so that you're not doing all of this communication and scheduling and managing all of these things manually, but it can happen in a consistent and hopefully somewhat automated process. So what's the next part of the journey? Once you have had a discovery call with someone, or they have moved to the part of the process where they've decided they're ready to buy from you in whatever way that looks like for your business, the next stage is to onboard them. So what does that look like? For most people, at bare minimum, onboarding is going to include sending them some sort of contract or agreement and some sort of invoice. Now, I also encourage you to go beyond this. You should have some sort of welcome email, welcome packet, something that is going to help them feel more connected to you and give them more information so that they know more about what working with you is going to look like, and so that they know what's expected of them and what they need to do next. So, what do I mean by this? They might have to fill out a questionnaire before you can keep going. Maybe now that they have, you know, signed their agreement, paid their invoice, the next step is to book an appointment with you. Maybe there are documents or other things that they need to send to you. Maybe they have signed up for some sort of group program and it's not starting till a particular date, so they don't need to do anything until then. Whatever it is that is happening at this point, they should clearly understand what's expected of them and what is happening. Because if they don't know what they're supposed to be doing right now, if anything, chances are they're not doing it if there is something they need to do. And it's also going to make them feel anxious and disconnected if they're not clear on the expectations. So I encourage you to at least send some sort of email outlining some key points of what they need to know and highlighting what it is they need to do next, or some sort of PDF or something like that. This is a great opportunity to, you know, give them some sort of timeline with milestones or things like that, if that's how your process works. Or this is a chance to send FAQs or something like that, but really lay out, you know, what's expected of them, what the process looks like, how they can get in touch if there are problems, things like that. And if you are attaching some sort of document to an email or linking it in an email, I encourage you to also put their next step right in that email as well. It never hurts to have it repeated in multiple places. And depending on what software you're using, you can also use some automation to set up reminders if there's things that they need to do that they're not doing. And you can honestly automate most of the onboarding process, sending out contracts, invoices, documents, things like that. That can all be automated as long as you have, you know, consistent agreements and packages that you're sending out. Onboarding is a very important part of your business. It's where you set the tone for your relationship with your clients. It's where you set all your expectations. So it's important to nail this, but nailing it does not mean that it needs to take all of your time and attention. You can automate most, if not all, of this part of the process until you get to the point where you have your next touch point with that client that actually involves you personally. So as long as it is set up properly, people are going to feel taken care of and they're going to do what they need to do without you holding their hand. So I encourage you to think about your onboarding process. Are there more things that you could do to create more clarity for your clients so they know exactly what they need to do as soon as they sign up? Or could you do more to answer their questions or give them more information so that maybe they're not sending you questions individually and you're not spending all of your time answering emails when you could send out an FAQ to everyone who signs up with you? There's so many opportunities here to save you time and create more efficiency without sacrificing the experience for your clients. So, do you need to touch up your onboarding a little bit? Do you have any questions about onboarding? Let me know down in the comments and I will see you soon.